The assignment is to steal, to destroy, to waste, to kill, to divert, and to manipulate a person. They can manipulate you to see your friend as your enemy. They can manipulate you to see your enemy as your friend. They will manipulate things around you so that you will not be able to dictate them. They can bring somebody's face to you in the dream while they will be operating beneath. They are very, very dangerous. When you want to deal with masquerading enemy, the first thing is for you to dictate them. Without dictating them, you can't deal with them. That is why, if you want to dictate them, four things are needed. Number one, your salvation must be genuine. Your salvation must be genuine. Number two, you must be mature spiritually. You know, you must not be a carnal Christian, because you cannot dictate them by suspecting them. No. Your spiritual maturity matters. When you are mature spiritually, you will be spiritually sensitive. Your spiritual antenna will be very full and ready. Ready to get every signal that passes by. Three, you must be baptized with the Holy Ghost and with fire. Four, your spiritual eyes must open. Your spiritual eyes must open. They can be detected with your spiritual eye. You cannot suspect that they are the one. They are not easily suspected. They can be with you for years, rendering some help, but they are the one destroying that fellow. They are the enemy that knows you, and they are the enemy that know you, and they are also destroying you. They are the enemy that know you, and they are destroying you. They are the enemy that know you, and they are sympathizing with you. Very dangerous and cryptic nature of kind of enemy. Wicked in nature. Serpentine in nature. We must pray aggressively against them. When you begin to pray aggressively against them, wherever they are hiding, their weapons, their confidence, their instrument will be destroyed, and the mask on their face will catch fire. And you'll be able to identify their real identity, because they operate with fake identity. We are going to pray now. Wherever you are, tell the Lord to show you mercy. Tell the Lord to have mercy upon you before we enter into this prayer. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Thank you, Father. Aha. Now get a bottle of oil if you have one. If you don't, I'll get a bottle of water. Heavenly Father, I prophesy into this water and this oil that they shall become an instrument of power, instrument of deliverance, an instrument of signs and wonders. The anointing of the Holy Ghost shall enter into them, and the oil and the water shall become the carrier of God's power. They shall carry the power of God, and they shall become an instrument of fire, instrument of deliverance. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Drink a little, and you shout this prayer loud and clear. The poison of the serpent moving around my body, get out my fire. This is a very strong prayer that you need to take your time to pray. The poison of the serpent moving around my body, get out my fire in the name of Jesus. The poison of the serpent moving around my body, get out my fire, get out my fire, get out my fire, get out my fire. In Jesus' name we pray. Anoint your chest. Say the same prayer. The poison of the serpent walking around my body, get out my fire, get out my fire. In the name of Jesus, the poison of the serpent walking around my body, get out my fire, get out my fire. In Jesus' name, pray. Anoint your head now. Say the same thing. The poison of the serpent walking around my head, get out my fire. In the name of Jesus, the poison of the serpent walking around my head, get out my fire. In the name of Jesus, the poison of the serpent walking around my head, get out by fire, get out by fire. In Jesus' name we pray. Now touch your stomach with that anointing. Take anointing oil and rub it on your stomach. Shout the same prayer. The poison of the serpent walking around my body, get out by fire. in the name of Jesus. The poison of the serpent walking around my body, get out by fire. In the name of Jesus, the poison of the serpent walking around my body, get out by fire. Get out by fire. Get out by fire. In Jesus' name we pray. Ah, soak your hand into the blood of Jesus now. Anoint yourself. Anoint your hand. Say, every poison of the serpent attached to my hand, I shake you to fire. In the name of Jesus, every poison of the serpent attached to my hand, be shaken to fire. Be shaken inside the fire. Be shaken into the fire. Be shaken into the fire. Bible says the Paul shook the serpent into fire. Be shaken into the fire. Every poison of the serpent attached to my hand, be shaken into the fire. Be shaken into the fire. In Jesus' name, pray. Anoint your leg and say, every poison of the serpent attached to my leg, be shaken into the fire. Shake your leg. Be shaken into fire. Be shaken into fire. Be shaken into fire. In Jesus' name, we pray. Now with aggression, you pray these three prayer points loud and clear. Say, the enemy that is appearing to me as a friend, be disgraced and be exposed in the name of Jesus. The enemy appearing to me as a friend, be exposed and be disgraced. Be exposed and be disgraced. The enemy appearing to me as a friend, be exposed, be disgraced. Enemy appearing to me like a friend, be exposed, be disgraced. In Jesus' name we pray. Say, the enemy in the day appearing as a friend, Lagoshakaraba. Change the prayer like this. The enemy in the night appearing like a friend in the day, be arrested by the Holy Ghost in the name of Jesus. The enemy in the night appearing like a friend in the day, be arrested by the Holy Ghost. Be arrested. Be arrested. Be arrested. Be arrested. In Jesus' name, pray. Now you shout it. Every masquerading enemy attached to my destiny, be burnt with fire in the name of Jesus. Every masquerading enemy attached to my destiny, be burnt with fire. Be burnt with fire. Be burnt with fire. Be burnt with fire. In Jesus, they say, blood of Jesus, separate me an evil friend. In the name of Jesus, blood of Jesus, separate me from evil friend. Separate me from evil friend. Separate me from evil friend. Blood of Jesus, separate me from evil friend. Separate me from evil friend. In Jesus' name, pray. Say, oh God, my Father, let the secret of my enemy be exposed. Now you are going to take a small anointing, or if you have, or just tip your hand into that water, put it on your eyes and say this prayer. My Father, show me the secret of the enemy appearing like my friend. My Father, show me the secret of the enemy appearing like my friend. In the name of Jesus. Do that prayer for 3 days, 30 minutes. You will see what God will show you. It's going to be very, very wonderful. Do you have a business you do? Pray that prayer very well. You will see what is going on. Are you here? You have a school. You have a lot of teachers with you. Pray very well. You'll be able to see them. Are you here? You have a business. Many people are working with you. Pray very, very well. You'll be able to see them. You'll be amazed when God opens your eyes and reveals the secret to you. You will be very shocked, because they are always those we never thought can be in that operation. They are masquerading, they are deceptive, and they conceal the original, and they work with fake identity. But through the prayer, power of prayer, their nakedness shall be exposed, and their secrets shall be made known in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, we thank you for what you have done. We pray that every hidden, clever enemy shall be exposed and be disgraced in Jesus' name. Lord, we pray that your power shall come upon our lives. Every yoke of darkness around us shall be broken in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, visit us in all levels. Let there be testimony. Those who have not married, I decree the marital settlement in your life this year. Those who have not gotten children, you are looking for the fruit of the womb. The power of God will fall upon you wherever you are. The anointing of God will fall upon you wherever you are, and the yoke shall be broken. If you are looking for the fruit of the womb, please take that anointing oil I pray on now, rub it on your womb, and drink a little, and do it for the next 7 days. While you begin to pray like this, you will say, the glory That's it. Shout it again. The glory of my marriage in the captivity of witchcraft, come out. Pray that prayer very well. That's number one. Number two, you say the glory of the fruit of my womb in the captivity of witchcraft, come out by fire. Pray the two very well for 7 days. Glory of my marriage, glory of the fruit of the womb, come out by fire. You will see what God will do for you. We appreciate what God has been using this program to do. I pray for all those who are having exam or interview to do. The Lord will give you a testimony, and it's going to be a walkover thing in Jesus' name. Those who are expecting a document, you are expecting a document that will make you to be celebrated. The Lord will extend up the release of that document, and there will be testimony in the name of Jesus. Are you sick? You are bound with sickness. I command you to be loose from that sickness and be free in the name of Jesus Christ. Do you have children that are not really, they are of concern to you now because they are not walking in the line you have taught them? I pray that the yoke of witchcraft over their lives shall be broken and every chain of darkness shall be cut off. You will not spend your old age in bitterness. You will not spend your old age in sorrow. The Almighty God will answer your prayers, and your labor will not be a waste in the name of Jesus Christ. In case you want to pass an information across to us, you can do that. Send information to our WhatsApp number 0802-336-9298. 0802-336-9298. Lift up your prayer request. Lord, I pray that this prayer request shall be answered. Power of God shall fall upon you, and there shall be testimony instantly in the name of Jesus. I fellowship at Mountain of Fire Miracle Ministry, 7th Avenue, B1 Close, First Town. I remain your friend, Pastor Emmanuel Akiola. God bless you.